The Lord instructs Moses and Aaron regarding the census and duties of the Levitical clans for transporting the tabernacle and its holy articles, followed by commands for maintaining ritual purity in the Israelite camp and procedures for addressing suspected marital unfaithfulness. The main characters are the Lord, Moses, Aaron, and the Levitical clans of Kohath, Gershon, and Merari, operating within the context of Israel's wilderness journey after the Exodus. The Lord commands Moses and Aaron to take a census of Kohathite men, aged 30 to 50, for service. Aaron and his sons must first cover all the most holy items, the ark table, lampstand, altars, and sanctuary utensils with specific cloths and leathers, before the Kohathites can carry them on pain of death with Eleazar in charge. The Lord then commands a census of the Gershonites, who are to carry the tabernacle's curtains and coverings under Ithamar's direction, and the Merarites, who are to carry the tabernacle's frames and courtyard structures, also under Ithamar. Moses, Aaron, and the leaders count 2,750 Kohathites, 2,630 Gershonites, and 3,200 Merarites, totaling 8,580 Levites assigned specific carrying duties. The Lord further commands Moses to send ritually unclean persons outside the camp and gives laws for restitution when wronging another, including giving to the priest if no relative exists. Finally, the Lord provides a detailed ritual for a husband suspecting his wife of unfaithfulness involving a priest, a grain offering, holy water mixed with dust-written curses, and a drink that will cause physical effects if she is guilty, but clear her if she is innocent. These instructions establish the orderly transport of the holy tabernacle, the separation of the unclean to preserve God's presence among the camp, and judicial procedures for suspected sins, emphasizing holiness, accountability, and the serious consequences of defilement within the covenant community during its formative period.